What a bunch of readings we had today. The first reading talks about wisdom, and the great Jewish king asked for wisdom, and he got much more than that. Wisdom is also known to us in the feminine tone. We speak of Lady Wisdom. And then we've got the second reading, and it really, down in Texas we say it gets down to the nut cutting. You know, it cuts deep and cuts fast. We have that, the second reading, and we're called in our whole life to be ready, in our whole life to do the will of God. But actually, the gospel looks at it a little bit differently. Now, let me ask y'all, how many of you have a jet plane and you can fly down to the islands, wherever, and down there you've got a 100 or 200 foot yacht parked down there for you? Nope, I don't see anybody. But wealth can keep us away from God. Our things can keep us away from God. And it doesn't have to be, you know, $1 million jet plane and a $10 million yacht or vice versa. It can be our little car that we've got here. You know, that car is really nice and neat. We're putting all of our money into that. Often it's said, look at a person's checkbook and you'll see where their interests are. How are our interests in terms of our Heavenly Father? But then also, what is on your bucket list? Down in Texas, we say a bucket list is things that I have yet to accomplish, something that I am yet to do. And when are we going to start on that bucket list? What are we going to do there? Again, I'm Father Tom Edlin from Texas. I'm representing Cross Catholic Outreach. Cross Catholic Outreach is a great Catholic organization. We've got 6 American bishops and archbishops that are on our board of directors. We're approved by the Vatican. We're part of the Vatican's outreach for human development. We are a very good Catholic organization. And I'll tell you something else about Cross Catholic later on. But Cross Catholic started about 20 years ago in the Caribbean funding missions. And today we've got about 300 missions worldwide in about 30 countries that we fund. If I went tomorrow and started my own different mission organization, Cross Catholic is not going to fund me. They're only going to fund groups that are in existence, that have a proven track record, that are doing good. In other words, if I went down there today, I might fail in 2 weeks or two years. We want to fund organizations that are doing good and have a proven track record, that we know the money is going to go to good purposes. We fund, first of all, the basics: food, housing, medical care. And you know, we Americans, we may not think we're rich, but we're so rich, it's filthy. When I was 10 to 12 years old, I lived in Turkey. My dad was in the Air Force. And I had 7 brothers and sisters over there. Us kids, we drank lots of milk. We bought the milk in number 10 cans from the commissary, and we lived out on the economy in the Turkish population, but we'd get our food from the commissary. We bought it in number 10 cans. Can you imagine buying milk in a can? But we bought it in those cans, and we threw the cans away. And after a while, when I was out playing soccer in the field, there was siding going up on a house that the wall would not stop the wind or the rain. But that house was getting new siding, and the siding was our tin cans. Garbage that we threw away. About 2 months ago, I don't watch much television, but I had the news on, and all of a sudden, something piqued my interest. It was in about the environment. And there was a little 5-minute or 3 or 4 or 5-minute session on the environment. how good America is because we were shipping huge boatloads of garbage over to Africa so it could be put in a landfill over there. And at the end of that, the last few seconds of that, it showed children reaching down there, picking out things out of the garbage that they could go and sell so that they would have food for the day. Cross Catholic provides food, housing, water. When I lived in Turkey, where we lived, we had underground water piping. And the Turks drank it, but we didn't because we didn't know what parasites or germs it might have in it. So we bought water from the waterman who got it from the hills, the springs in the hills. He brought it down and we put it in our earthen jar. And every gallon of water, we put in 9 or 10 drops of Clorox in there. Yuck! Ah! It took the strawberry Kool-Aid and it bleached it white and it tasted terrible. But that's the only water that we drank because we didn't want to get sick, and thanks be to God, I didn't. You know, I'm still doing well here. But most of the world does not have good water. And in the third world, ma'am, you know, I'm going to use you as an example. Women in the third world, they have the job of going and fetching the water. Unless you're a single man like me, or you might be able to talk somebody else into doing it. But where do they get water from? Now, in Texas, before I went to a seminary, I had my own cattle ranch. And where'd the cows get their water? From the pond. And what'd they do? They went out there and tromped in it. And then they left a little calling card when they left. I wouldn't go swimming in there. You know, out in the third world, you might have buffaloes or elephants in the water source. And they muddy it and they leave their stuff there too. So you're not going to get the purest water there. Cross Catholic drills wells. We pipe water underground to the communities so it can be distributed to homes. And that way people don't have to walk sometimes as many as 3 miles a day to get water. And they might push it in a wagon or push it or pull it in a wagon or carry it in buckets or, you know, sometimes on their head. Those homes that have... A lot of the homes do not have walls that stop the wind or the rain. And Cross Catholic builds a lot of homes. I went on a mission trip this last year before COVID started from my diocese, and we went to Dominican Republic. We built 7 homes. Cost us about $2,500 a home. And we didn't pay for the land. We got the land free. Because of what we were doing. We built good homes there. But I'm telling you, I've seen people in Texas have better homes than that for their dog. But yet, these homes that we've got, they had, for 7 homes, I think they had 200 applications. We gave the homes away free to families. One family had 4 families in the home with the parents, and they each had children. We put one family in one of these homes. I think they had 4 children. You know, good homes, concrete foundation, concrete block walls about knee high, and then either wood or metal siding with windows and a good metal roof, electricity and plumbing. And we also gave them something that most or many third world homes don't have, a lock on the door. That way when they go to bed at night, they can be comfortable and know that somebody's not going to come and get them. Cross Catholic does a lot of home building. We also do home repair. We fund a lot of food. And we fund food for emergency situations like the hurricanes. 2 years ago, there was a hurricane that came through the Caribbean. And we sent down emergency food and other emergency supplies in these big shipboard containers, and we found out before the ship arrived that the mafia and the drug lords, they had been down the day before to the port, and they had seized boats, and they stole the supplies, and they went and sold those supplies to the people that were needing them. Again, we're a Catholic organization. We called the Archbishop, and we told him we're sending a boat, contact the government, get the military, get the police. We got our food and supplies escorted. It was given free to the people that needed it. Drug lords, they rip people off. But we gave people that were in need, we gave them free food, free emergency supplies. In our food programs, some of them, we will take food to towns and we'll provide food in towns on a regular basis. Other times, we might supply food year-round to a school, maybe a lunch or a breakfast and lunch or something like that. Other places, we'll provide food to maybe to orphanages or to homeless shelters or shelters for abused women or even food for sometimes one of these days I might need it in one of these old folks' homes. We do fund old folks' homes. And I see a couple of y'all use the same hairdresser that I use. But Cross Catholic does all sorts of stuff like that. Ushers, could I get y'all to pass out the brochures now? And I'm going to use this brochure I've got over here because that one I used yesterday. These are beautiful, wonderful brochures. And it opens up to four pages, if I can find the right page to open it. And in fact, this four pages, it's going to separate. And on the one half, it's got a pocket in there that you can put your donation in. And if you take this home, and you can take it home and pray over it, when you get ready, there's a gum label up top here that you can seal it up with. It also has a place on the top of it for prayer requests. Myself and a whole bunch of other volunteer priests, every Tuesday, we pray for the prayer request. We would ask you to be specific. Don't say for my nephew. Say for my nephew Johnny, or don't say for our organization here in the parish. Speak of the Knights of Columbus or whatever organization it is. Be specific because we pray for those. If you put your donation in there and give us your family information, we will send you a thank you note that's going to be good for IRS tax purposes. Also, on that part of this, you see in the upper left-hand portion, there's a dark circle. That tells you that if out of every dollar that you give, 94.95% of that is going to get to the poor. It's going to get to its intended purpose. You can just give a general donation and we'll put it in our general coffers. Or if you wanted to donate money for housing, you could do that. We do some small business finance to folks that they might buy some chickens or some pigs or goats and raise them for meat for their family and then sell the product also. That way they've got income generating place. But here again it shows 94% of the money gets there. At the bottom, it gives our web address, crosscatholic.org. And if you go, as it says here, crosscatholic.org/outreach, it's going to give you a couple hundred different missions that we finance. It'll give you a written narrative, as well as it's going to give you some pictures. And if you would take the other half, and on this side, you can see it shows a picture of the world, and it has colored the countries where we have projects in. And then on the lower left, it shows a priest blessing a family. I'd like for you to look at that picture specifically and look at the house behind it. That gives you an example of a home that the walls don't hold out the wind or the rain. A home that we might go and repair, or that family, we might build them a new home. On the lower right, it shows a picture of Pope Francis with Jim Kavanaugh. Jim Kavanaugh is our president. He has met with Pope Francis twice. And as I said, we are approved by the Vatican. We are a good, solid Catholic organization. And then on the other side, on the top left, it shows a picture of, again, a home that we repaired. Top right, a home that we built for the family. And on the middle left-hand side, it gives some figures of different things that we do. And on the right, it tells you a little bit more about us. We, again, are a Catholic organization doing good for the poorest of the poor. Now, why would God the Father send his only son to live in the family of an itinerant carpenter, a day laborer? To me, the only reason is God has a special option for the poor. God loves the poor. And we saw it in Matthew chapter 25, the judgment of the nations. What you did for the least of these, you did for me. Those are Jesus' words. You and I have an opportunity in this life to do great things. So I'd ask you, what's on your bucket list? What else do you have to do in this life? In thinking about that, I've got to nail down things that I want to do, that I want to accomplish before I die. And I don't know, there may be a big red truck out there that's got my name on it after I leave church today. I may be smashed flat. I don't know if I'm going to live to tomorrow or if I'm going to live 30 more years. We don't know how long we're going to live. We need to begin today. And I firmly believe that if we give money to Cross Catholic, that when we come to the judge, what did you do for the least of my brothers? I gave through Cross Catholic. He's going to say, come inside. We've got a great room prepared for you. We can do great things. And there's more that we need to do than just give to Cross Catholic. Yes, I think that's a great thing. But what are we doing here as a people? Being military, even today, I know that our country is strong militarily. But the military is not the strength of our country. The strength of our country is families. And our families have been ripped apart in my lifetime. In the early 1900s, we had super strong families. And today, they're being ripped apart. What are we doing about that? Are we building up our family? Those of us that are married, are we loving our spouse? Are we doing great things? Are we loving our children, whether they're little or maybe they're bigger than we are? What are we doing for our family? And then besides that, what about our community? What are you doing here in your parish? What's on your bucket list? What are you going to do so that I can say that I was a good parishioner, that I followed Jesus, I followed his teachings? You know, not everybody's designed to go visit in nursing homes or to go minister in prisons or to feed the hungry. There's a lot of things that we can do. What are we doing? What is on your bucket list? What are you going to do this week, next week? I would encourage you to do great things. In that, I believe it's the second reading, it talks about the Word, the living Word. The Word of God is living and effective. I'll tell you, it's not effective if we don't know it. As a family, we need to be reading the readings and discussing them so that we can come to church and we know something about the readings. We need to raise up our children so that our children know those readings. So again, that's family. Maybe Monday we take the first reading, Tuesday the second reading, Wednesday the gospel, and then on Thursday and Friday we can say, what would your homily be if you were the priest? We can discuss the readings. I would encourage you to get a good Bible that has notes in it at the end of the chapter. And read those notes so you can understand what the words mean, what they started off with. A few weeks ago, Jesus talked to Peter, and he said, "You are Satan, get out of my way." If we go back and we understand those readings, in Jesus' time, they did not utilize the word Satan as we do. To us, Satan is the devil, Mr. Redlegs. But in Jesus' time, the word Satan meant obstacle. P Peter, you are an obstacle to me. Get out of my way. That's what Jesus was saying. We need to know the Bible a little bit more. And I only figured that out when I did my homily for it. And how many times have I done the homilies for those? It's a 3-year cycle, been ordained 20 years. So I've done the homily 7 times, and I never looked at that before. That Satan in Jesus' time meant obstacle. So get a good Bible that has notes in it that can tell you those things. That's something that we can do as community. First of all, starting with our family. And maybe in your parish, you might have a Bible study that you can join. All sorts of parish activities you've got here. But please don't forget Cross Catholic Outreach. Today, I come here for you representing the poorest of the poor. Those that, because of the place of their birth, are subjected to abject poverty. And I'm here in front of you begging for your donation, that you would assist them. You can put your donation in the second collection. You can put it in this envelope, put it in the second collection. You can give it to me after Mass. You can take the brochure home and pray over it, study on it, and make your donation next week or next month. All that would be just fine, but I'm asking you for the poorest of the poor, those who we can see the face of Jesus in. I'm asking you for your donation, and thank you. God bless you.